From Ballymummy and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello once again, and welcome to the program. It's good to have you tune in and join us as today the Reverend Andrew Patterson from Garva is letting the Bible speak from Mark's Gospel chapter 6 and verse 20. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and an holy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things, and heard him gladly. But before we get the message based on this verse, let's take just a moment and listen to these words in song.
Jesus, keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain, free to all, a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Morning, folks. Nice with you again this morning. I trust the Lord will bless us as we come around His Word for a short time. I'm turning in God's Word to Mark chapter 6. And it is that occasion where King Herod is found to speak of John the Baptist. It says in verse 20, "For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and a holy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things, and heard him gladly." There is a little thing that we only sometimes hear ever mentioned, and that is our conscience. It is maybe something difficult to define. It's certainly not something that any doctor can remove by surgery. But it is that little voice within each of us that is troubled when we do wrong and sin against knowledge. It is that witness within us of either a life lived in sin, our life lived unto God and void of offence toward God and man, as the Apostle Paul could testify. The Bible is often found to speak about a good conscience, but there is also that which is not good. We have those words of Paul to Timothy, for example, concerning the days of apostasy. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, in the first two verses, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." And you know, when we come into Mark chapter 6 and into this passage, that which we are confronted with is, in essence, the conscience of King Herod being awakened. He had put John the Baptist to death some time before. But now what was been noised abroad was of the great works that the Saviour was doing. And hearing of his fame, Herod believed it was John the Baptist who had been raised from the dead. Oh, there were others who thought it was Elijah, and still others believed that it was one of the prophets. But no one could change Herod's mind in whom he believed it was. He was convinced it was John the Baptist whom he had put to death. And what follows is an account of what led to the death of this forerunner of the Saviour, and especially of that fateful night when, for the satisfying of his lustful spirit, he was to promise up to half of his kingdom. But that which was sought for was the head of the preacher. No wonder then that his conscience was troubled. His hands were dripping with the blood of the man of God, a man who preached the truth to his soul, a preacher who left Herod in no doubt over his sin and of his need of repentance. And in the words of verse 20, we have for our consideration the preacher and the murderer. Herod had been confronted with the preaching of John the Baptist, and it seems that he had met this man of God and the forerunner of Christ on more than one occasion. And like Stephen and the Apostle Paul, he wasn't afraid to tell the message as it was, no matter who stood before him as his congregation. To the people of Judea and Jerusalem, he preached to them the need of repentance and remission of sins. John the Baptist was no modernist who was afraid to preach against sin, as so often is the case today. And that is abundantly clear in this passage, which speaks of that time when he stood before King Herod and was to preach unto him. You see, he told him straight that he was an adulterer. If you consider the words which are found in verse 18, words which Herod recalls even after John's death, it says, "For John had said unto Herod, It is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife." John understood the sin that Herod revelled in, and seeing that sin and immorality being openly paraded in the palace, he preached against it before the face of the king. Now what was the effect of such preaching? Herodias, that is his wife, his adulterous wife, after hearing his preaching was to have a quarrel against him. Verse 19, "Therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him, and would have killed him, but she could not." And you'll notice how the margin renders that word. She was to have a grudge against the preacher from that day and forward. And no doubt Herodias was also to vent her anger against the man of God before Herod as well. Now this was not just some raised voice for a minute or two, but the sense of the word is that she was furious. And as we would say today, she had it in for John from that day. Her fury was never to let up against the man of God because of how he had exposed their sin and spoke against their immoral relationship. That rage and anger waited for an opportunity whereby she could get her revenge by his death. If Herodias had anything to do with it, then his death would have been sooner rather than later. But we read that she could not, for Herod was to prevent it. The king had listened to John the Baptist's strong preaching, and he was to recognize that he was a man of God. Even though John held the mirror of God's word before him, which showed him that he was a sinner, oh, he had felt the sharpness of the old sword. Yet Herod was to realize that John was a preacher of righteousness. Indeed, the verse states that he knew he was a just and a holy man. In other words, he saw in John a righteous man, a man who displayed a saintly character, and one who was dead to sin but alive unto God, a man who was speaking the truth to his soul. And because of that, Herod then saw that he would hear him on other occasions. For that reason, Herod was to observe him, and the sense is that he was to keep him from the evil plots of Herodias, who was seeking to kill him. We could say that Herod was to show a certain amount of reverence and respect toward the preacher. He held him in high esteem. even though he was the object of a strong preaching. He was brought to recognize that he was a vile sinner in need of the Saviour. Aye, and he even feared him, knowing that he was God's man who preached down sin and preached up the need of repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, John's whole business was to preach of Christ who would follow him. That is why he said on another occasion, he must increase, but I must decrease. Can I say to you, dear unsaved loved one this morning, it's very possible for you to love to go to God's house. Very possible for you to enjoy sitting under the gospel where it's preached. It's possible for you to have respect and reverence for God's word being preached. It's even possible for you to be engaging in helping God's people in some little manner, yet you yourself are still not a child of God. You're yet in your sin. You could do all those things, yet be a sinner in the depths of your sin and on the way to a Christless eternity. It may even be that the preacher on occasions unknowingly to him has exposed your sin. And as God's word was preached to your heart, whether it be in the church or maybe even over the little messages in the radio, it has shone into the deepest recesses of your soul. And you've been brought to recognize that you are that vile, guilty sinner before a just and a holy God. But what, my dear friend, you need to recognize this morning is that salvation is not of works. It is not found in being respectful, merely being in the house of the Lord or hearing his word on a regular basis, but it is through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, one whom John the Baptist was faithful to preach up and to point the people to. At the River Jordan he was to cry out as he lifted up his eyes and saw the Saviour. He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And he was to point them not to himself, not to some ordinances which they could carry out, but he pointed them to the Saviour. And men and women, this morning, we can tell you that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Would to God that your conscience even this morning would be troubled because of your sin, and that you would recognize that one day you will have to stand before the same Christ of whom we preach, and the sentence to you will either be eternal life or eternal death. I wonder, will you put that right this morning? Will you come by faith and accept the Christ of Calvary, the one who died on the cross, bearing away our sin, so that the sinner might go free and might be saved, might be considered to be a just and a holy person? You can be just that this morning. You can be one who is justified by faith, and you can be enabled to live a holy life by the power of God's Spirit, but you must come to Christ and be saved. Will you come this morning? God help you to do so. Join us next time again as we further look at this passage. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we let the Bible speak.